The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
The season that we usher in with the beginning of Slichus is one of many conflicting emotions. It's probably hard, maybe impossible, but certainly very difficult to capture all of them, certainly in limited amount of time. But I'd like to attempt to maybe discuss a few of the themes that are vying for our attention and our focus and our emotions at this time, and hopefully it should have some benefit in the slichas and the efforts that we have to put in the next 2 weeks. The Sefer HaChinuch, in talking about the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, not to do malocha, he says as follows. What's the sheirish of this moed? Shohoyo mechaste hokel al bruov lifkoid oisom velirois maaseim yim echod b'chol shona v'shona. It was a special chesed, a special kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his creations, that he remembers them and he focuses on their actions one day every single year, in order kedesh lo yisrabu ha'avoinois v'yeh mokom l'chapora, that the mistakes, the averus, and the chatoim that we do should not become so overwhelming that we won't even be able to get rid of them. There's no mokum l'kapora. Maybe they add up to so much, it becomes too difficult to do tshuva, it becomes too difficult to change, to reckon with, but it's something that becomes too much to handle. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it rather than to leave it for a lifetime when this pile would be just unmanageable. So, it's not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu unmanageable, but it would be overwhelming for us. So he made it that each year he's going to start fresh, and we're going to review and begin anew. For who Rav Chesed, Mate Klape Chesed. Bekeven Shehei Mu'otim. And if he looks in a year, he sees the averus that they're not too many. It's very encouraging that a year's full of averus are considered, that's not too many. Mavir Aleihem. So he can overlook them, he can get rid of them, he could deal with it in a positive way. So that's the inyan. Vim ula yesh bohen aveiros shetzricha meiruk. And if there are averus there that are so serious that needs severe punishment, nifra mehem atmat, he could space that punishment little by little in order to make it easier to bear. And that's what he brings Chazal and so forth. And he says, therefore, this day is really the basis for the survival of the world. Because if the world would be judged in one total judgment, it wouldn't be able to manage. Managing to take each year and to deal with those chatoi before they become overwhelming, this is actually the key to survival. And therefore it should be a yontif, and that's why it's yontif, and it's included in the Moed HaShono. Umitzad shehu yom hadin, lodun kol chai, and since it's the day of judgment, to judge every living creature, roi lamoid boi beyirov fachad yoser mikoil sheor Moed HaShono. It's appropriate to stand in more fear and trepidation on this day from all of the other Moed HaShono. All the other special times, the other Yomim Tovim, very strange. The other Yomim Tovim are not really about fear, and this one is more fear than the others. Strange concept. V'zeu inyan zichron trua haniskorim boy. This is what the zichron trua that the Torah says. Ki atrua koil shovur. The trua is a broken coil. Lirmois sheyishbor kol echod tekef yitzro hora. A person should break the strength of the Yetzer Hara that constantly leads him astray, v'yisnachem al ma'asov haroim, and regret his evil actions. And as he's going to explain when he discusses the mitzvah of shofar. And it seems that the chinuch is speaking about the special opportunity, the special chesed of Rosh Hashanah. He also speaks about the fear that a person should have, and he connects that fear with the shofar, the koil shovur of the shofar is sort of instigating, is awakening that fear. But it's a fear more than the other Yomim Tovim. And he says, "It's what is this fear the koil shofar is telling me, which he calls Yirov HaFachad, Lirmoy Sheyishbor Tekef Yitzro Hora, and regret the mistakes that you made." He's not talking about punishment. He's not talking even about the judgment. This is the Yom HaDin. We're being judged. But yet the fear seems to be focused on a more tangible type of direct responsibility that we have. Break that Yetzirah. Don't let the Yetzirah lead us in the wrong direction all the time and regret the actions that we did wrong. And it seems that there's a fear, but yet it's different from the fear of judgment. I would have thought that the fear of judgment is the judge, the Bore Olam, the master of the universe, is sitting in judgment on the world. And like it says in Chazal, there's Gibul Sforim Niftochim, Tzadikim Gemurim, and Rishoyim Gemurim, and Beinanim. And it's like, he doesn't seem to be referring to that when he talks about Rosh Hashanah. So there seems to be something in the Rosh Hashanah other than this initial stage of judgment, and we better really get our act together, because otherwise we're going to be in the wrong book at the wrong time, and it's not going to be a very positive or pleasant experience. And it seems even the shofar is just awakening. Do something. Change. Regret the mistakes. Make a change. Don't let that Yetzirah be in charge of you. But it's not necessarily talking about the consequences. And I wonder if that's not something that's very significant. The truth of the matter is that the Rambam, when he talks about the shofar, also seems something that this ingredient seems to be missing. He says, "Afu pishat tkiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah gzeiros hakosuv." Even though tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah is gzeiros hakosuv, remez yeshboy. There's a hint also. Klaimer uri yishen mishenaschem v'nirdomim hikitzu mitardamaschem v'chipsu maaseichem v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem. He says, "Wake up, you sleepy people! Don't slumber like this. Look at your deeds." Do tshuva. Remember Hashem. And who are these people? Asheichem es havle hazman, v'sheichem kol shnosim behevel v'rik. People are wasting their time, fooling around, and not accomplishing anything. Look at habitu the nafshaseichem, habitu darkeichem malaleichem, v'yazav kolechem mikem darkoi horo, forsake your evil ways, u'machshavta shalatuv, and your thoughts that are inappropriate. Then the Rambam continues, v'fikoch, Tzorich kol odem sheyira atzmoy kol hashonah kulo kilo chatzi chay v'chatzi zakai. Therefore, a whole year long, a person has to look at himself as if he's half innocent, half guilty. Chatzi chatzi zakai, chatzi zakai v'chatzi chayev. V'chein kol olam chatzi zakai v'chatzi. The whole world, not only me, but the whole world is in balance. Choto chet echot. If you do one sin, you machria the whole world, yourself and the whole world for chiyuv. You do one mitzvah, you machria yourself and the whole world for good. And that's why it says a tzaddik is a tzaddik yisoid olam. Doesn't say a word about Rosh Hashanah. He says, because the message of the shofar is to wake up, therefore a person has to look at himself the whole year as if he's half and half, and everything that he does is going to make a major difference. It can make a difference for me, it can make a difference for the world. And he's talking about kol hashonah, not on Rosh Hashanah. It seems, I mean, the pshat in the lefikoch seems to be that unless a person has a certain sensitivity all year long about the importance of what he does, how the chashivus of a mitzvah, the terrible ramifications of an avera, then he's not going to be able to wake up when the shofar blows. Because if a whole year long I'm sleeping, you know, the slumber is so deep that even that shrill coil of the shofar is not going to do anything to me spiritually. Therefore, in order to fulfill the purpose of the shofar, which is to wake me up spiritually and to say, hey, do tshuva and change and forsake your mistaken ways, therefore a person has to be thinking these things a whole year long. But he doesn't emphasize this, we're standing in judgment. It's the Yom HaDin. There's a pachad that mi yichye u mi yomus, that which we say that on the Sanat Tekef, everybody is so focused on that. The Rambam doesn't seem to consider that as part of the awakening of the shofar. It's merenit, an awakening to change, and the concern of chatzi chatzi and every maisa, that is an all-year thing in order to be able to be awake enough when the shofar blows. In other words, the slumber should be so superficial, it shouldn't be too deep, that it should be able to waken us up. So I'd like to try, with this context, to try to develop an idea which I think might be helpful. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah brings, but it's brought from the Achrayim, it's actually based, I think, on Yerushalmi, that on the halacha of Erev Rosh Hashanah, mechabsin u'mistaprim be'erev Rosh Hashanah, wash and take haircuts and so forth, and the Rishalmi's loshen, and cut your nails and all kinds of things, preparations for the yontif, and there's yontif sudas and the whole thing. So he says, it's the Mishnah Berurah brings that loshen based on the Rishalmi. It's leharois she'onu betuchin bechasto yizborach, to show that we have trust in Hashem's chesed, sheyotzi letzedek dineinu, mishpoteinu, that he will bring about the positive judgment in our favor on Rosh Hashanah. The mood of Erev Rosh Hashanah, in fact, the mood of the whole Rosh Hashanah, the Sudas, the Yontif, it's Moyadei Hashanah, it's not a day when one would say that the judgment is happening right now and I can't eat and I can't sleep and I can't drink and I can't... No, the whole... There's no Din V'Somachta, but the whole mood is one of expressing and assuring the Bitochin that we have, that Hashem is going to take care of us, the judgment will be in our favor. That seems to be the mood, or one of the moods, that we have to try to develop in going into this Rosh Hashanah. That we are focused on Hashem's chesed. That just like we rely on His chesed for everything else in our lives, and we have to, if we don't, it's very bitter. And we have to rely on His chesed in the Yom HaDin too. And that really means that I don't know what I deserve. I don't know what's going to, what would happen if I'd be judged accordingly. But I'm just mustering. I'm focusing. I'm working on myself to develop that confidence that I trust in the Chesed Hashem, that He's going to take care of me. And if the idea seems somewhat exaggerated, bizarre, I think you find this idea, and I've noted it many times, in the Kapitel Lamed Gimel that we say, Ranenu Tzadikim, where the posuk that's brought in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that talks about the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, Hayotze Yachad Libom HaMevin El Kol Maaseihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world on Rosh Hashanah B'Skira Achas. So the posuk continues, Ein HaMelech Noisha Brov Choyil, Gibelo Yenotzo Brov Koyach, the Melech's Chayil, his armies, and the strong man's strength is not going to help him. Sheker Asus Lishua, that's not going to help either, his armies. Hinei Ein Hashem El Yereov Lam Yachalim Lachastoy, and the famous Diuk from the Chofetz Chaim, that there's two kitas here. There's the positive, the favorable eye of Hashem looks upon those who fear Him, and also Kama lam yachalim lachasu, not yireyov hamiyachalim, but lireyov and lam yachalim lachastu. There's two kitas. There's those that are truly fearful of Hashem, those that are truly worthy of sheyotzi betzedek dineinu, and there are those that may not be worthy, but they're miyachalim lachastu. They don't know if they're worthy. They're trying their best. They would love to be worthy. They really want to do what's right, but they're overwhelmed, and the havli azman sometimes just make it so difficult for us to manage to focus the way we should. But I'm just counting on you. You've got to help me. I know you're not going to let me down. And it continues, you know, Nafshenu Chikso Lashem, Ezreinu Nek, Yivoy Yismach Libeinu, Give Hashem, Kodshibo Tochnu, to the degree that we can put that trust in Hashem, is to that degree that we are assured that He's going to help us. It's not a magic, it's not a button, it's not automatic, it doesn't happen with a snap of the fingers, it's an avodah. It's an avodah that starts with Erev Rosh Hashanah, getting dressed and taking care of ourselves in a way that we're not focusing on the pachad of the mishpot, we're rather focusing on the bitochin that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. The truth of the matter is, though, that to achieve this requires a prerequisite. And there's a famous, I don't know how famous, but it's known that shortly before Yom Kippur, which was the last, the Brisker Rav passed away, Erev Yom Kippur, Rav Shach, who was very close with the Rav, came to visit him, and he saw that the Rav was not doing too well. And he asked him, he says, you know, the Rav knew, he was in terrible pain, and he sensed that the end was near. So he said to him, he said, you have to have bitochen. Hashem can do a nes. Have bitochen that Hashem will do a nes, take care of you. So the Rav explained to him, from, it seems he quoted from this famous poem from Ibn Gabirol, where he writes, the punchline was that he says the Loshon over there, Evrach mimcho elecho. I will run away from you to you. And describing what that means, the Rambam says it more ba'arichas in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that there's a gather of a person is overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed with the pachad. It's the Yom HaDin. Mi yichya, mi yomus, mi ayoni, mi ayosher, mi bekitze, mi loy bekitze, mi bamaye, mi ba'esh. It's an overwhelming feeling if we stop to think about it. And what am I going to do? I'm afraid of you, because you're sitting in judgment over the whole world, and everything depends upon that judgment. And what am I going to do? Evrach mimcho, I got to run someplace. Where am I going to run? Elecho, to you. I'm running away from you. I'm afraid of your judgment, but I'm running to you. I'm putting my trust in you. And the Rav explained to him that he can't have bitochen because he doesn't feel the fear of this matzav that he's in enough in order to really rise to a true level of bitochen. And it seems then that a person can't just talk about bitochen, can't just do lip service to bitochen, because unless it's preceded by an overwhelming fear, then it's not bitochen. I'm impervious to the problem. I don't know what's going on. I'm not in touch with reality. But when a person is overwhelmed, and I realize the stakes, I realize what's at stake, I realize what's going on, and then I say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm overwhelmed with fear. The Yom HaDin is a pachad. Evrach mimcho, I'm afraid, I'm running away from you. To you, to your embrace, to put my trust in you, and I'm counting on you. And only when a person has achieved this sense of real urgency, of danger, of the high stakes that are involved, can a person then begin to run to put himself into the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that the mood of the Rosh Hashanah has to be a mood of bitochen bechaste Hashem, bitochen sheyoytzi cho'or mishpoteinu. However, it's a mood that has to be preceded by an awareness of how serious it is. Otherwise, that mood doesn't really mean anything. It isn't one of bitochen. It's sort of one of just unawareness of what's going on. The truth of the matter is that at the height of the schus of tkiyah shofar, which is a schus that we remember Akedas Yitzchok and Maimon Har Sinai, and as the Rambam said, an inyan of awakening ourselves up and alerting ourselves to the seriousness of the moment and the danger. So at that moment, we have a nusach in the tefillah. And the nusach in the tefillah is really very telling in terms of this emotion. We say, Hayoim haras olam. Today is the day of the creation, the anniversary of creation. Hayoim yamid b'mishpot kol yitzurei olamim. What could be more awe-striking than that? Yamid HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands in judgment kol yitzurei olamim. Every creation in this world is standing in judgment. And there's two, in terms of the Klal Yisrael, there's two tracks. Im kebonim, im ka'avodim. Either we can be judged as children, or we can be judged as servants. Im kebonim, if we're worthy of being judged as children, in other words, we haven't sinned so much that we still could be considered bonim l'ashem elikeichem. Rachameinu kerachem of abonim. Then we ask at this moment of tkiyah shofar to invoke the divine mercy that Hashem should have rachmonis, because we deserve to be treated as children, and your children, you should have rachmonis. V'im ka'avodim. But if we're no longer worthy, in other words, the world is standing in judgment, and we look at ourselves and we say, we're not worthy. We're not worthy to be zakai badin. We're not worthy. She'yotzi cha'or mishpoteinu. We're very concerned. Einenu lechot luyois ad shetchoneinu v'soytzi cha'or mishpoteinu. Our eyes are riveted on you, Hashem, until you're going to grant us chanina, that matnas chinom, undeserving rachamim. You're going to grant us ad shechoneinu, and what are you going to do with that rachamim? V'soytzi cha'or mishpoteinu. The judgment is going to be in our favor. The judgment is going to be in our favor because we're standing here, einenu lechot luyos. We're not going to take our eyes off you. We are focused. We are confident. We have that bitochon. We are trusting. We're standing in din. We don't deserve to, we may not deserve to be treated as bonim. Even the rachmonis of bonim you cannot give us. We're avodim and we haven't been good ones at that. That's the feeling that we have. That's the feeling that we have to invoke b'shas tkiyah shofar. So we see that the moods are one of fear. It's a terrible pachad. Hayom yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olamim. And if we're not going to feel that need to run, evrach mimcho Elecho, we won't be able to turn to Hashem because there's nothing serious to turn about. The turning is a joke. It's lip service. It's just we're going through the motions. We're pretending. It's a hoax. But if I feel that pachad and I realize the stakes and I know Hayoim Yamid Bamishpot Kol Yitzurei Olamim, and then from that I turn and I say Rabbeinu Shel Olam Evrach Mimcho Elecho, I'm running away from you to your embrace. I have no one else to turn to. I can't do it on my own. I'm not worthy. I'm not zeiche. I don't have confidence in myself. I may not even be worthy any longer of being called bonim. But evrach mimcho elecho, we're relying on you. I think that this attitude of bitochon in the Chesed Hashem and in the Sheyotzi Leor Mishpoteinu, I think I think it can answer, but this Kasha has maybe better answers, so I don't know if it needs any more answers. But the famous Kasha, you know, about why Yom Kippur doesn't precede Rosh Hashanah, because if Rosh Hashanah is the time of the initial judgment, and at least according to many, the Chayyodim uses the Loshen after the first initial stage of the judgment, Halavai Sheniyah Min HaBeinanim. You know, Beinanim have until Yom Kippur. And the Chayyodim says, Halavai, you know, in his day, that we should be from the Beinanim. So it's a serious thing. So the question is asked, why not have Yom Kippur before a day of Tshuva, Slicha V'Kaporo, and then we'll be ready for this judgment. So there's many terutzim that are given, but it could very well be that the focus here is really something else. The focus is not about whether we are doing tshuva or not. In fact, we know that even there's a very minute detail that even those people that have a minig on when they say Ovino Malkeinu to say Ovino Malkeinu Chotonu Lefonecho to clap like the Al-Chait, it says in Halocha that on Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to do that. There's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. The whole mitzvah, according to the Rambam, we just learned before, the mitzvah's vidui is the ikar of tshuva, not on Rosh Hashanah. It's not permissible. There's a different mindset. So this mindset is just one of throwing our trust in Hashem, that tshuva. Yeah, I'll try my best, and we'll see in a moment about that. But right now, I don't see myself even as a good son. And I just have only one eitzah, and that's Evrach Mimcho Elecho. I think that this attitude can also do something else for us. And that is, if you think about it, you know, the Gemara says, Gemara asks a stira, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Peivov Omid Beis. Omer Reish Lakish, G'day Lo Tshuva, Shez Deinis Nasas Loikish Gogois. Reish Lakish says that tshuva is so powerful that an Avera done b'mezid is transformed as if it was only shogeg. Shenema shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecho ki choshalto b'avinecho. Ho ovei mezid hu v'kokori le'michshol. So it's a mezid, it's a ovein, and yet it's ki choshalto. It sounds like the tshuva turns the mezid to a shogeg. Eini v'omer shlokish. The Gemara asks a stira gedoy la tshuva shes deines nasas loikis kuyos. Shenema v'shuv rosha mirashosu v'osa mishmud utzdoka aleim yichye. So the Gemara brings a posik that Reish Lakish himself said, no, tshuva is so powerful that it takes mezid, averes done b'mezid, and makes them into schuyas. Imagine that. Everything we do b'mezid becomes a schus, becomes a mitzvah, if a person does tshuva. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha, kan me'avo, kan me'yiro. If one does tshuva me'yiro, then it's doines nasas loy kishkogois. But if one does tshuva me'avo, then it's doines, the mezid that we do, it's as if it was a schuyos. It becomes schuyos. That's the case. I wonder, what's with our Yom Kippur? Well, Yom Kippur is the final judgment, and it's serious, and the whole world is standing in judgment, and Alevai Shaniyim and Abeinanim, and the Abeinanim are finally going to be judged, and the 11th hour, Bishas Nihilo, it's almost over, and there's the final stages of the judgment, and we're very concerned. We have to do tshuva. But in a sense, that focus is meinea from us at tshuva me'ava. Because why am I doing it? That's it. Everything depends. My whole year depends. My whole future depends. My whole family is dependent upon this. This is serious stuff. Well, is that tshuva me'ir or is that tshuva me'ava? Sounds like it's a tshuva meyira. That means that, in a sense, we don't have the fullest opportunity on Yom Kippur to achieve tshuva meyava. I want to suggest that the idea that we have been discussing in terms of the bitochon in the Chesed Hashem sheyitzi laor mishpoteinu allows us, in a certain level, to achieve a tshuva meyava as well, because the focus is not only on the danger. The danger has led me to be focused on the Chesed Hashem. The danger has so overwhelmed me. The fear of the future, the fear of the unknown, the fear of the Yom Hadin, the Gzeira, the Miyichya Miyomus has so overwhelmed me that Evrach Mimcho, I run away from this Pachad, right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put my trust in Him. And if the focus then, if I come into the Yom Kippur having experienced the Rosh Hashanah, where I put such trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to take it down to the details, which unfortunately we're not on that level, but the Nichtovim, Nichtovim, La'alto L'chaim, everything was signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, everything's fine. Then the Yom Kippur becomes, the focus of Yom Kippur becomes, I'm doing tshuva because the Torah said so. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. The Torah said if a person does a chet that he has to do tshuva, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not as worried about the future because I got over that worry by putting my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, and I was inspired. So now when I come to Yom Kippur, Avada, the concern is still there, but it's only because we couldn't reach the highest level of bitochem because we're not on that level. But to whatever extent that I've been able to muster the strength to put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's in fact taking care of that din for me, it's to that degree that I have elevated the tshuva of Yom Kippur to be a tshuva me'ava. I'm not only thinking about the din, the gzar din, miyichya miyomus, I'm thinking about what's right and wrong. And the truth of the matter is, and I know that this is not always a traditional approach to things, but the truth of the matter is that if you think about it, probably the biggest problem that we have with the Yomim Noiroim is that we're too afraid to be afraid. You know, the Ramban says that's the pshat, ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. With you, Hashem, is forgiveness in order that you should be feared. Forgiveness in order to be feared. I would have said that the less forgiveness, the less forgiving that he is, the more we'll fear him. The more forgiving that he is, the less you have to fear him. And it's just the opposite. Ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. And he explains that the pshat is that fear can be paralyzing. Fear, sometimes I would say even we don't even realize how fearful we are and how paralyzing. It's so paralyzing that we're not even aware of the paralysis. And I'm afraid. I'm so afraid. I don't want to think about it. I can't think about it. I can't allow myself to think about it. If I was to think about it, I'd lose it. It's overwhelming. So we just, you know, I said, come on, you know, we made it. Listen, we made it for last year. How many years have we been going through this? And we got through last year, we got through the year before, you know. Not everybody did. No, all right, we're going to belong to the society of people that make it through, you know. And that's the way we fool ourselves. But if a person knows that Hashem's forgiveness, if we understand how much He cares, if we understand what it means that Einenu l'chotlui esad shetchoneinu, if we understand what it means to trust in the Chesed Hashem, if we know that the Mechilo eslicho and Kapora, this is His essence, this is what He wants, if we know the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, then we're not so afraid to be afraid. Because if a person has bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can allow himself the luxury of even being afraid. It can enhance his fear, but a fear that's positive, a fear that's not going to be buried, and therefore we're not going to pay too much attention, and we're really going to leave here tonight after slichas and go back to our business and do it just the way we've been doing it until now, and then it's going to be on Rosh Hashanah, so a little bit more, and then on Rosh Hashanah a little bit more. I said, you may chew a little bit, but man, it's a long week, so in the middle we forget about it again, and then comes Yom Kippur. We don't have to do that. We don't have to bury it psychologically and be afraid to face up to it. Because it's an exhilarating feeling. Ki imcho haslicho. Hashem, you forgive, you take care of us. We're trusting you. We're confident in the chesed Hashem. We're botuchim b'chasta yizborach sheyoytzi la'or mishpoteinu. If that's the case, we can begin to be afraid too. We can begin to think about consequences. We can begin to think about how serious it is again. The seriousness is necessary to inspire the bitochen, because otherwise it's not a real bitochen, as the Brisker Rav said. And once we have that bitochen, we can once again revisit that seriousness. We don't have to be afraid to be afraid. The fear will not paralyze us in the context of the knowledge of Hashem's chesed and how much He does for us. This trust in Hashem's chesed is certainly expressed in the slichas that we say every day. The recitation of the Yud Gimel Midos and the realization of the bris krusa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael. And he said that every time when they will sheyasu lefonai seder zeh, they will perform. And it sounds like it's more than just a recital. It's not a performance in that sense either, but it's action. It's not only we ask Hashem's rachmonis, but we internalize the message mahu rachum mafato rachum. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech b'mido she'odah meided in loy. We come and rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to exhibit and express and act with us b'rachum v'chanun erech hapayim rav chesed neitze chesed la'alofim, because we do the same with his creatures, because we do the same bein olam l'chavero, because we have internalized those sensitivities and those midas into our personality, and therefore we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meided with us the way that we're meided with others. And when we do that, then we have haftocha. There's a haftocha. It isn't even a bitochon that's just an emotional thing. I just know that you're not going to let me down. He promised that this seder of slichas, that this seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, that this internalization of the reality of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and the Midos HaRachamim that he shows us and our attempt to live our lives according to this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us in a whole different way. He promised us. Kol ha-mavir al midosov, ma'avir en lo al kol pshov. One who, and I think that's the pshat in the Gemara, that one who takes control over his midas, doesn't allow his kas to get in his way, doesn't allow kino to get in his way, doesn't allow sino, doesn't allow any of these midas rois to affect him. Such a person who's mavir al midas, he brings them under control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls any negative in his judgment and his mavir al kol pshov, and everything that he's done wrong can also be forgiven and dealt with accordingly. And the haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to respond this way, he promised, I mean, Chazal say it's such a bizarre thing. Chazal say that HaKadosh Milamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisatif Betalis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to make sure, I think that's the pshat, he wanted to make sure that he got it right. So he put on a talis, Kavi Yochol, and he shows him, take the talis, put the talis over your head, and together you're going to recite these Yud Gimel Midos, and they will not be turned away empty-handed. I think that we need a little fear. We need a little, well, the truth of the matter is, I think that there's a good measure of fear out there. You know, I think that we went through a year that had some unbelievable nisyonis for so many of us, so many that never believed that they would be in such matzovim. The economic strains and pressures that so many families and businesses have been under is probably something that, I mean, you hear talk about since the Great Depression. I think maybe people forget the things that happened in between, but whatever it is, it's certainly very, very serious. And there's an element of fear out there. And I think we have to translate that element of fear into a feeling of trust in the Chesed Hashem. The realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite Chesed and Rachamim, is there for us, and that He does not turn away somebody who is truly reliant and counting on Him. And that isn't even directly related to our level of piety. Even one who's not worthy, but when he can muster the trust, it's hard to do if you're not worthy, but he tries everything and he focuses that bitochon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And I think that the fear that we have should be able to stimulate that evrach mimchoi lecho. And I think that the confidence that we have in the power of the Yud Gimel Midos, and the confidence that we have in the Chesed Hashem, and the confidence we have, knowing that when we put our trust in Him, that He will not let us down, as the Meiri says, "Habiteach b'Hashem ein toicheles sheloi nichzevo." One who puts his trust in Hashem, his hope will not be disappointed. That can allow us to face these days of Gilu Bir Odo. We can rejoice at the same time and being in trepidation, and we can face up to the fear and realize that the Unasana Tekef is not just a chazonist piece. It's the reality of what's going on in this season. But we need not be overwhelmed by it, because we have that bitochen in the Chesed Hashem, and hopefully the connection that we develop through that bitochen will inspire us to want to do more, to a purer process of tshuva me'avo, and to be able to allow the fears that surround us to energize and motivate us, rather than to demoralize us and destroy us. And we should be zeiche that in the schus of that bitochen and lechaste Hashem, we should be zeiche that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillas, should accept our tshuva. We should be zeiche to a year that has tich leshono vekilolo iseho tochel shono bircho iseho. We should be zeiche to the geula shleimo.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.